was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Please show me the way. The sun rose high and burnt the night away. Who stood before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
He's come to take away my liberties. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread on me this way.
I'd rather die than be your slave. I will survive. Can you feel my rage? It's not a question of being brave. I'd rather die than...
Those folks who have been coerced into signing false confessions for the sole purpose of facilitating their own spiritual rape. How many of you out there, folks, have experienced that little folly? Putting your signature down just because you were literally being tortured according to standards that the United States does not consider to be torture. By the way, we're going to break, but let me just suggest to any senator on that committee that's currently holding hearings, who thinks that waterboarding isn't torture, why don't we put on a public exhibition and allow you to experience it?
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the Saturday edition of Take No Prisoners. My apologies for stepping on the commercial. We're ironing out a few little technical difficulties. We have a new producer. We welcome aboard, Kirk. Nice to have you. And I'm sure we'll settle things down over the next few weeks, folks. As I was saying, any senator or the candidate for attorney general, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce the fellow's name, but I think it's Mukasey, who remain unconvinced that pouring water down a man's nose is not torture, I invite on this program, and I will be happy to tie your hands behind your back and stake you down to the basement floor with chains and pour water down your nose. And only for a brief period of time, maybe 15, 20 seconds. Albeit my watch tends to stick a little bit. I have this old Timex and sometimes it's broken. But we'll keep it within reason, within reasonable, non-torturous limits. I'll make sure that oxygen is not deprived to the brain longer than is required to maintain full faculties. And afterwards, We can turn the video camera on. In fact, we can turn it on during the procedure, and we'll ask you on the air, do you consider what you just experienced to be torture? Now, my words may sound sort of facetious, ridiculous, but everyone listening to your denials that such a procedure is torture knows that you know in your heart it is. Ergo, you confess to being a lying rogue purporting to being a trusted public servant. You confess to not being worthy of entrance into the kingdom. And so it is for your sake that I hope you come to your senses and realize that the universe will return to you that which you give out. And if you give out that sort of barbarism, you can expect to bring the United States and all of these poor saps who believe they are U.S. citizens slash persons slash residents into all kinds of conflict with peoples around the world that is completely unnecessary. And, folks, completely predictable. Only the completely blind cannot see that. So anyway, if you have questions, friends, related to the topic of those folks who are in the grasps of the Collection Corporation of America, those folks who have been enticed into slavery by men and women who are inspired to acts of barbarism, once they don these dark-colored robes, it's as if the dark color impregnates them with the spirit of the devil. Those folks who have been separated from their families on the pretext of having violated words written on a piece of paper. Worse yet, a piece of paper that was written by junior attorneys who were trained on the public dole and who know no better than acting on behalf of maintaining the public dole. Well, if you have any questions related to extracting them from those situations, then by all means, please give us a call today, because we are continuing our quest to lay down a BIC user's manual for those folks and their families by way of this program. You can address your comments about the program to me personally at restore.america@hotmail.com. And you can also download this broadcast after it's completed today at the Republic Broadcasting Archives. Let me just mention that there are a couple of those archives that will be of interest to anyone who is involved in a foreclosure. You know, one of those situations that gains its own momentum and where you feel like your life is being torn asunder. Foreclosure, aggressive collection proceedings, even the bankruptcy proceedings themselves, then you might be able to find some interesting entertainment on the September 16th and the November 3rd, I believe it was, Take No Prisoners broadcast in the Republic Archives. Those who need full BIC training or seek out such training, I suggest downloading the archives from last April. And if you're really in a situation where you need to stop it cold and buy some time, then you may want to contact Brian at takenoprisoners@hush.com and inquire about ordering the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD. I'm not saying that's for everyone, but that is a forum. If your back is against the wall, where within 24 hours you can file an action, it's so simple to do, that will stop things cold, provide notice to the other parties, and then take a week or so to study the notes, secure your friendly creditors, and be prepared to go into that bankruptcy court and seek payment of all of the converted liabilities that are owed to you. Our goal this year is to convince the bankruptcy court nationwide that that is the best colorable forum the United States has to peacefully coexist with living, breathing men and women on the free soil of America. You don't have to give up your phony fictions. You don't have to do a mea culpa for all of the actors. You don't even have to swing from the highest lampposts outside of Washington, D.C. All you have to do is allow the bankruptcy court to do what it does best, which is set off under the guise of giving discharge. Very simple to do, completely colorable, and I guarantee you, not a single credit card company or a single mortgage company or a single bank will appeal your decision. Not one. Because if they appeal, they would be giving up the ghost. So it allows you to keep your system and at the same time disguise the remedy and provide a remedy to those men and women who have approached you in a respectful, honorable manner, which is the way anyone who listens to me should be approaching you, asking for the remedy to which they are entitled unless you intend to rule by martial law alone. So that would be my suggestion to collecting and bankruptcy CD folks. There has never been a resource that I've been exposed to that dissects a particular remedial procedure in the public like that CD. And that leads me to a topic of creative thinking, because that whole CD is about creative thinking. I'm hoping that we can inspire among people, among the listeners of this program, that's what this program is all about, a taste for genuine creative thinking. I had a discussion with someone, a creative thinker, a wonderful fellow who will go nameless right now, who does very good work for many people around the country. We introduced him at the last retreat. He was an attendee and an honored member of the audience. And we discussed all kinds of strategies yesterday. Let me show you just what I mean by creative thinking. When you think your back is up against the wall, when they start dragging your private process into the public and making threats and blustering and baring their fangs, first of all, let me point out, in my humble opinion, and it's only one man's opinion, and man is fallible, friends. Remember, I'm a man, I make mistakes. I plan to make many more before the end of the day. Just ask my wife. She'll be happy. She's got a list of them in her brain. She'll be happy to confirm this information. But it is my opinion that when they start to send those letters saying, oh, yeah, you'd better watch out, or criminal charges will be handed down, in my opinion, what they are saying is, we are desperate to find some way to contain the truth and to contain you, because if we had the authority without going into actionable fraud, as opposed to the unactionable fraud that rules the system, then we would have handed down the criminal charges. And when it stops them, in my opinion, from handing down the criminal charges is when we show them, number one, we're not scared of them at all. Number two, we don't fear for our own personal safety. Number three, we can think creatively. We can bring 50 people, and in this particular case, they can bring 150 people into the courtroom as witnesses. We can send a letter to the marshals. We can send a letter to the sheriffs. We can send a letter to the provost marshals, and we can respectfully say, dear sirs, this letter is a formal, respectful request requesting your presence in sufficient numbers to maintain order at a hearing scheduled for such and such a date. Folks, we're going to pick up that line of thought when we return. Then we'll get to the phones, and then we're going to get to continuing the offset bond in the extraction procedure. You're listening to Take No
Prisoners. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
It's the boogie train, my friend. I mean, that's almost shameless to say, isn't it? It's the boogie train right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So talking about creative thinking, imagine you have a non-evidentiary hearing coming up, and anyone who doesn't know what a non-evidentiary hearing is, it's an opportunity to be raped. It's an opportunity to have attorneys come in and squawk at the mouth like little children without bringing risk to the table, without being sworn in. So we want to convert those, if we want to attend at all, into evidentiary hearings. Imagine sending a letter to the provost marshal, one-page brief, and to the marshals, to the sheriffs, to the city police, whomever is the enforcing police agency, perhaps to corrections, perhaps to the, if the sheriffs are running the courthouse, whatever the organization might be, the highway patrol, whoever it might be. And you say, dear sir, This letter is a respectful request for your attendance in sufficient number to ensure order at a particular hearing. This letter provides notice that it is my understanding that at least 50 witnesses will be attending this hearing, in addition to three representatives of the Secretary of State of the state of whatever, and various members of the media. That's giving a nice veiled warning, isn't it? In the event that the witnesses observe overt serious violations of law, they have committed to completing or to executing instant affidavits of probable cause, copy annexed here too, by the way, which will be attached to an immediate criminal complaint and filed into the case and served on one of your officers for the execution of the arrest of the perpetrators. And those crimes could include suborning, perjury, shielding prosecution, kidnapping, theft of funds in the Admiralty, whatever it may be. You might list a few of those to keep them honest. It is specifically my intention, and I understand the intention of the other observers, to conduct ourselves in an honorable and peaceful fashion. We ask your presence for our protection, to ensure the integrity of the public record. That would be a good one, right, and to effect any necessary arrests upon the sworn testimony of multiple witnesses. And also to expedite entrance into the courtroom to ensure that all interested parties have an opportunity to attend. Because obviously they could pull a delaying tactic in the lobby, couldn't they? So imagine a little letter like that going to people. Imagine a carbon copy going to the city desk of each local newspaper, perhaps also to the city desk of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the LA Times, Washington Times, perhaps to the also to the police reporter, the one who gets the scut stories on the local television media. They're easy to contact, by the way. I used to be a reporter. Let me tell you, it's not so hard to get in touch with a reporter. Leave a message on his answering machine. Dear Mr. Jones, I'm calling to alert you to what will probably be the largest story of the year. Please contact me at your convenience at such and such a phone number. You think he won't follow it up? Odds are he will. That's thinking out of the box. You want that hearing canceled. Perhaps a petition to bring in, especially if that's a contempt hearing, perhaps a petition to compel specific performance on your previous pleading, which they fail to act on, and then a petition for a hearing for that judge to show cause why he should not be held in contempt. Perhaps a body of subpoenas from a three-member panel of notaries calling that judge in. Perhaps advising the sheriff that one of the crimes that would be prosecuted would be the holding of secret hearings if, in fact, they intend to move this to a private room. What about if you suspect that there are behind-the-back ex parte shenanigans going on? What about attaching a FOIA request to that, a simple one-page number, requesting their notes and records regarding to ex parte conversations held between such and such a date and such and such a date? Or what if a high-ranking public official made a secret visit you found out about to the local base? What about a FOIA request to find out if that judge has received any advance pardons for his or her crimes? What about a removal procedure under Title 28? And we'll continue that discussion right after the break. That you don't want to miss, my friend.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
My friends, and thank you for joining me. So, what if you take a copy of that letter to the provost marshal and to the local police establishment, and you attach it to a removal procedure under Title 28? A removal into your own court is one possibility. A removal into the bankruptcy court is another possibility. If you're seeking collection, that last idea comes from a friend, and I tip my hat to him for that. Removing it to bankruptcy could provide an awful lot of fun, and at the same time, a petition. If that hearing is to be held, which it shouldn't be if there's a removal, but if you're seeking to hold that hearing, You could have a petition to convert it into an evidentiary hearing. Or you could deliver whatever papers you have put together to the Article 3 side of the court. Now, we've done some work in this area over the years, friends, and I can tell you this, it's a rare clerk who even understands there is an Article 3 side or an Article 1 side, or that he's acting in fiction as an actor. But it's very easy to assist those folks in their own educational process. And a petition delivered under cover of a bill of lading, which gives specific instructions that are highlighted to the clerk to deliver the goods, the petition and any other documents attached to it, to the Article 3 court, attached to which might be certified copies of the clerk and the judge's oath and bond and their commission, perhaps the prosecutor as well. That might wake them up. I would put an acceptance on that. I wouldn't even do an acceptance for value. I would do accepted, and I might put a little note under it. If no rebuttal or rejection is received within 3 days, this will be assumed to be a contract. This acceptance will be assumed to comprise a contract. And then advise the sheriff that this court proceeding is being delivered onto the constitutional Article 3 side of the court, which exists in parallel to the de facto side. You start using words like de jure and de facto, it'll go right to the sheriff's law department. And that attorney, if he doesn't know what it's all about, will quickly find out. But most attorneys involved in criminal law and in hiding the fact that they're operating in fiction are well aware of the terms de facto and de jure. And so, Mr. Sheriff, if actions are taken in violation of these oaths of office, including yours, I might add, then we would request, that would receive an appropriate response with our primary weapons that we're bringing with us, affidavits of probable cause and criminal complaints ready to be completed on the spot for your action. What about subpoenas within the pockets of those courageous notaries who are willing to attend as observers or even as participants in one way or another? They can come in as friends of the court. What is to stop a notary public who issued testimony in a case from introducing an amicus curiae brief that identifies himself on behalf of the Secretary of State of the state of whatever as a principal to this action by way of the request, by way of his public responsibilities? And I am here to ensure that the evidence is used as the guide for the decision. And by the way, I'll be attending with subpoenas to be served upon any who would violate the law. Those subpoenas, by the way, might first be directed at the CEO of the insurance company that issued the bond for the public officials in question. You want to threaten that if your bond is attacked, you'll bring criminal charges? I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. The way it works is that we'll bring in all parties who were involved in issuing your bond, and we'll question them why they are not honoring the claim against the public bond that has been placed on their desk. Are they accepting personal responsibility for their actions? If so, we'll surrender them as the defendant or the defendant's surety, and so on and so on. There's no limit, my friends, to what creative thinking can create. when one is willing to stand as a living, breathing man or woman on the free soil of the land. When you're willing to stand by your guns, so to speak, I say that figuratively, not literally, and when those who would act in fiction move out of the safe realm of non-actionable fraud, everyday fiction, into the realm of actionable fraud, when they make a stupid move like that, they have provided you the victory that you seek on the public side. And let me just say finally, before we go to the phones, as I've said a number of times over the last few weeks, it is my conviction that your solution does not lie in the public at all. Unless I was brought in chains, which would take a lot of doing, it's not impossible, but I would be willing to die for my sovereignty. Unless I was brought in chains, I would reject all process as defective, and I wouldn't even start the dialogue. Folks, do you not see that any attendance whatsoever in a public forum is an abject admission that what's going on in that forum has relevance in your life? And they will interpret it like that. That's why their case law says their court has a right to construe your appearance anyway it wants. It doesn't matter that it's your appearance. It doesn't matter that you say it's by special or restricted appearance. It doesn't matter if you show the great seal of the President of the United States. I'll decide any way I want what your appearance comprises in my court. Or as Margie Flynn would say, are you running a private court? As a matter of fact, ma'am, I am. And what are you going to do about it? Well, Margie has a good answer. She'll go political on them, and she'll swat them over the top of their head with it, because she'll bring the fear of the Lord in them that they will be forced to testify about what they just stated. So a political approach is a very wise approach in many situations. Maybe less wise on the federal level, where they just don't give a damn. Anyway, there are many creative ways to move things forward. And in my opinion, for entertainment only, the most creative is to treat their materials like the intrusion of a fly. Just swat gently in the air, be gone, you don't matter to me. Because if you participate at all, then you are in the jaws of the machine and it will attempt to grind you up in every way possible. Those cases, and the number of these cases are mounting, in which we've remained entirely outside on the private side. We've provided political declarations in a manner they cannot run away from. We've provided complete commercial settlement. Those cases have simply gone into dormancy, to the best of my knowledge. And the reason is obvious, because you give them nothing to work with, and you make it clear once you've surrendered them as the surety in the case that if they proceed any further, if they let those documents out of their computer, they are actually going to be holding liability, and they just might be screwing around with the one guy who can force the provost marshal to arrest them. And believe me, all you judges and clerks listening out there, especially in a particular few states that feel they might be empowered to go beyond their mandate, understand that we will bring the provost marshal, we will bring other forces to bear upon you when you act as rogue criminals in acts against mankind. You're not safe in your ivory towers just because you're wearing black robes. In fact, you're in danger of losing your own conscience, and you're in danger of being arrested and prosecuted for your own violations by your own people, because you cannot control all of the lawful collateral resources that are at the disposal of a living man, descendant of the founders of this nation. So be cautious. Accept our invitation to go to peaceful coexistence, and you'll find things go very smoothly. We'll even teach you how to operate public policy. And then you can teach all of your police agencies how to operate under the watchful eye of public policy as a protector for all men and women. All right, let's go to the phones. We have David in Los Angeles. David, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. And thank you for having
me. Thanks for being patient, David.
My pleasure, sir. I just got through listening to your show of last Saturday, and it piqued my curiosity tremendously. I couldn't hear you last Saturday, but I'm kind of in the grind of that great machine, and I'm being chewed up. For 4 years now, they've been trying to foreclose on my house. And recently, I lost... let's start from the beginning. I sent in a bill of exchange back in 2003, August. In November of 2003, I sent them two copies of this. I got one back, and it was stamped on the back was payoff / EFT, and then October 1st, 2003. From that point on, the trouble began. I figured I was done. Everything was satisfied. They put foreclosure proceedings on me.
You know why they can do that, of course, because you didn't take care of the contract. You only took care of the payment, and they can foreclose on that contract based upon your confession of judgment, the contract being a statute staple, a law unto itself.
Well, I'm just learning that.
What have you done to redraft the contract, David?
I have done nothing.
Here's what we do with BIC. Let me just suggest. We use the payment, and you have evidence of acceptance of the payment. What could be better than that? We use that payment to redraft a new contract, and the essence of the new contract is it's paid. The liability is paid. Do we have to pay twice? And if the liability is not appropriately posted to the account according to general accounting principles, generally accepted accounting principles, then it's been converted to the holder of the payment. And we have all of that certified by notary process. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I am aware of that process. In fact, I've gone through the administrative remedy at the notary.
On your payment?
I believe on my payment. I'll have to go back and look at it, but I believe it was on the whole, you know, the whole payment and contracts and so on and so forth.
But you haven't been able to enforce the notary's administrative judgment.
That, yes, I have not been able to do that, and I'm in bankruptcy right now, and I've just, with all the B-10s that came in, basically I challenged all of them.
You have put in a motion, the debtor in bankruptcy has filed a motion to object to those B-10s?
Yes.
Good. Do you have any friendly creditors in there?
Not as of yet. I can't have a friendly creditor. And that was one of my confusions. I've been, you know, researching your stuff and your bankruptcy CD, and I mean, it's a mountain of material to learn in shorthand.
Let me interrupt you there. David, it may seem that way, but it really isn't. And let me qualify that statement. Number one, you can refile as many schedules as you want at any point in the case.
Correct.
Number two, B-10s can show up at any time in the case right up until the payout is actually completed. There is no such thing as a tardy B-10, even though they have a statute that says there is. I believe it's the very next statute that redefines it by stating that those B-10s can be filed virtually at any time up until the plan is either approved or the plan is paid out. So new B-10s can be coming in all day long. Number three, a new plan can be filed at any time, as many times as one wants, and that new plan becomes, guess what, the plan. So it's simply a matter of doing new filings and following through with those objections. Now, I can't tell you what to do, but if it was me, I would have the friendly creditors file their B-10s very quickly, and I would have them make the objection to the other B-10s. And then they would have to bring forth with them some evidence to back up the objection, because the judge is obviously going to be biased on behalf of all United States institutions, including banks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a tax B-10 generally can be easier to have overturned than a mortgage B-10, because the mortgage is a statute staple and has your consent, has the debtor in bankruptcy's consent by way of your signature, whereas there generally is no signature on the tax liability.
Right.
So the mortgage has to be challenged by the testimony of the party that's purporting to hold the mortgage.
And that's what I called for. When I challenged the B-10 form, I put in a notice of objection to fraudulent claim form.
I would have a creditor add another notice as well, and maybe, you know, two or three of them, and a notary creditor would be a great idea too. Now you have a whole bunch of people coming in to challenge that based upon the new contract.
Okay.
We're on commercial. We'll have to come back in a moment.
Perfect.
Of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
I woke up on the cement floor this morning. My head felt like somebody been a-walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all.
Welcome back, my friends. My apologies for stepping on the commercial. And we'll try and do a little bit better. So, David, we were talking about the importance of having a redraft of the contract.
Yes, right.
As I mentioned, the redraft is so much more important with a foreclosure because they have your signature. And you probably will not be successful at challenging them on the fact that they may not have an original signature. They will only have a copy. And the judge will say, well, copy is acceptable so long as it's verified by the party that it's part of the normal business records. In which case, that information could be used.
Okay. I'm hoping it doesn't go that way because, I'm looking at different things that to stop that because there has been a challenge as to the authenticity of that signature. And there's not going to be anybody to witness that.
Verify the signature. Well, good luck with that. I mean, certainly the only party who can verify the signature is you. And one might want to be strategic in how one presents that. It'd be nice if a friendly creditor asked, I have reason to doubt that that is an authentic signature. Could it be verified? Your Honor, isn't it necessary to verify that signature and get the judge to commit to that first and then have them search for a party to do the verification? And, of course, none will be stepping forward. But okay. They faced that kind of stuff before. However, wouldn't I like to be in a position of having a redraft of the contract so when the fellow's on the stand and he's stating under oath that this is the contract and this is attached to the claim and a friendly creditor steps forward and questions him, well, how come you didn't attach the redraft to the B-10? What do you think the guy's answer is going to be?
Well, he's not going to have an answer.
Oh, he'll have an answer. He's going to say, what redraft? And that's an opening big enough to drive a truck through.
And is there still time for me to redraft that contract?
Well, you do have a redraft, and it's the notary's certificate. The question is, did you attach stipulations to the notary certificate?
I have to read that. I believe we did, but
Well, I rely heavily on the confession of judgment and the stipulations, and you may have access to both of those documents. I don't know. But if it was me and I had 3 days, I would have a notary's letter in the mail on Monday giving a civil assessment on the previous notary's decision. So the notary arrived at a decision, and now here's a true bill for the full face value of that bill of exchange from back in such and such. I won't comment on the bill of exchange because I do believe most of those were defective instruments, and I don't know if yours is or isn't. But leave that up to them to argue, of course.
Correct.
You already have the acceptance endorsement on the back. They've accepted liability. That endorsement is their acceptance of liability. So there's the redraft, and the redraft basically says, here's a civil assessment With attached to here is a